Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Welcome, listeners. If you can hear my voice once again, you are listening to The Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. And on today's episode, oh, did you want to say something, Corey? I didn't hear you.
Absolutely not.
All right. You wait till I introduce you, sir.
That was a head fake.
Okay. All right. And on today's show, we are going old school. I'm talking about way, way back. Retro games and their impact on our current generation. No. Today, we have a special group of people here, and I'm going to introduce them in a weird way.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're going to go Street Fighter themed. To my right...
If you call me E. Honda, I swear to God.
I was going to go...
If he was a Street Fighter character, he would be Rufus.
I have no idea who that is.
Exactly. His name is Corey Vincent.
thank you.
Wow.
Glad to be here.
Moving around the room.
It's my house.
So. The ponytail's not helping.
moving around
wow,
the room.
For the viewers at home, I do not have a ponytail.
Now, this was actually a last-minute one for him. So if he, by popular demand back in the studio, if he was a Street Fighter character, he'd be T-Hawk. Adam Sessler.
Why are you picking the most ghetto characters?
Can we stay getting an acceptable response from that?
I mean, that seems good to me.
Can we stay Street Fighter 2 and 1?
No, no, we're going all over Street Fighter. Yeah. The whole history of Street Fighter.
I'm scared for me.
Moving on.
Wow. I'm scared.
If she was a Street Fighter character, she would be Poison.
Poison.
I'll take it. All right, I'll take then. I like the pink hair.
Poison. And joining us today, all the way from Scotland, if he was a Street Fighter character, oh my gosh, I have to pull one out the hat here. He'd be Haggard.
Wow. I can take up.
Yeah. he's Scottish.
Wait, why do I get T-Hawk?
You're Native American, right?
You call him Native American?
I am 1.4% Cherokee. I guess we'll
there we go.
We'll
that's enough for T-Hawk.
Thank you.
That's terrible. Jeez, worst ever.
I don't even get royalties or anything.
Oh, wow. Whatever. Like I said, we're going old school today, and Street Fighter was an old school game that I loved so much.
You can tell by how you just... Butchered
it? What are you talking
chose
about?
Chose the dumbest characters.
Those were some of the best characters. Rufus is a good character. You should be proud.
I am upsetting you with your given response.
Well, I'm totally Ryu.
I would
Wow.
I would have went with Zangief.
Thank you.
Wow. Zangief?
Exactly. I would have went with Zangief.
It's the facial.
Yeah. I would have totally went Zangief for Corey.
I'm going body weight.
You should see my underwear right now, too. I will pull them off. I'm wearing some red tidy whities.
So who does that make you, Aaron?
Tidy readies.
DJ, clearly. DJ. Aaron Carter. Sir Aaron Carter is going with DJ.
Wow.
Balrog, got it.
Wow. If you're not knowing, today is February 1st, the first day of Black History Month.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Of course I had to bring it up.
Shortest month of the year, too.
Yeah, but it's the most impactful one.
It's true.
It's when black people get to riot, if you don't know. And we steal anything that's not bolted down.
So beware, because we're out there.
Oh, man. I wish I could make those jokes.
What's that movie?
Hide Your Kids.
That movie where they have to lock down the houses? Because everybody just goes crazy, all the law enforcement
units.
Oh,
the purge?
The purge, yeah. Think of it as a month-long purge. So,
that only black
afraid.
People, us
exactly.
black people, can interact
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'll be in $1 billion mansion.
What else happened in the news? Soccer. We had somebody from our very own Nerd Reactor shout me out on a USA versus Canada women's soccer match the other day. And the lovely Sydney LaRue scored 1 point. To win the game for the USA.
All right.
So go USA, everybody.
Yeah, go USA.
America, suck it, Scott.
Wow. Wow. He's like, I don't care about soccer. But I digress. We're going on the retro games today.
We got to give Scott some bigger introduction than what you gave him.
Oh, I'm
we
sorry,
We have a
Haggard.
Celebrity in our,
I'm sorry,
in our mix.
Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to lately.
Well... I'm Scott. I do retro games vlogs for Geek & Sundry, so I spend most of my time playing old games. When I don't do that, I spent yesterday at a karate course having wrist locks demonstrated on me for about 3 hours, so I can't actually feel my hands.
Wait. Now, when you say that, I'm thinking something like you're wearing a big, you know, dummy costume and you're letting YMCA women kick you around. Is that what we're talking about here, or what's going on with that?
No, it was a big guy called Billy, actually. Yep, he's a 10th Dan. He wanted to demonstrate wrist locks. Well, happened to me, so everything's numb and tingly.
Wow.
Recuperating.
Yeah.
What chose this life decision?
I have no idea.
I think it was the Street Fighter.
There you go. So Haggard was right on then.
Yeah. It happened a long time ago, so, you know, it could be quite close to the truth.
So how's things been going since the last time we talked to you? Last time we talked to you, you were still the new kid on the block for Geek & Sundry. What's been going on with that?
Well, it was a big change, obviously, where I'm still part of the Geek & Sundry network, but I got moved to my own channel, which was kind of scary because it was that kind of, are people watching me because of Geek & Sundry or do they actually like it? And turns out some people stuck around to watch it, which was pretty cool.
You know, I've said it before. I mean, you know, we're pretty indie, so we could get away with saying a lot of stupid crap. I respect Geek & Sundry. They got a lot of big names, but for me, still, Scott Tumulty is the funniest man on Geek & Sundry.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
The getting drunk and playing video games. It's and then your first time going to the cons. Just your videos are the only ones that make me not just chuckle but laugh.
Wow!
Thank you.
It was
man
great.
Crush
and
over here.
I know. I was going to say. You know, I think it's like, the accent too.
What color is that nose over there?
Well, but still, even like on Twitter, from all the people we've talked to, there's a few people that like are really legitimately cool and that we care to talk to and keep conversating with. And Janice Davis and Scott Tumulty are the two that are like solidly legit people.
I think he's offering to fly you out here. Actually.
I know.
You know what?
Live in his basement for a little while. Put the lotion on the skin.
Anyone wants to fly me? I would take that. I would take that with both hands. I mean, God, I would provide food, comfort, sexual favors, whatever.
All right. But today your purpose is a little different since you are a quote-unquote expert on retro games. Let's let you go first. Give us a little history on the first gaming experience, your very first that you can think of, I guess.
I remember my very first very well, actually. I was about 3 or 4 years old, and every Christmas we'd go over to my aunt and uncle's house. Just, you know, that's where we went. We'd all eat stuff, and there'd be a kids' table and all the rest of it. And my big cousins at the time had a Sega Master System with Alex Kidd in Miracle World. So they just kind of, we'd all get dumped in one of the bedrooms, and I'd see this for the first time, and I'd just be like, what the hell is this? It's colourful and it's noisy. And it
majestic.
Really, it is. It was a proper kind of moment of awe, just going, this is amazing. Wait, I push the buttons and he moves? Oh, I am in. I'm down with this. I want one of these. So I kind of pestered my mum until the Christmas after that, going, I really want a Master System. I'm not quite sure how you get one, but I definitely want one, please, now or earlier or later. I'm not fussy, just could I get one?
I want to take another consensus around here, because Sega Master System wasn't out before the Nintendo. Anybody in the room that their first console here?
Nintendo?
Yeah.
That was
regular
me.
NES.
Yeah, NES.
NES, yeah.
Yeah.
NES.
Super Mario Duck Hunt.
What over there, Adam? You look like you want to say ColecoVision or something.
In television.
Really?
Yep.
Now, was this
with the controller and the circle?
How old are you?
No, yeah.
Are you older than us?
No.
I'm 25.
I'm thinking that had to do something with funds.
My grandmother actually had it at her house.
Okay. Wow.
There
okay.
we go.
That's a hip right. ass grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Frog and Shark? you're welcome.
Wow. Does anybody know what the first video game console was, according to Wikipedia?
Wikipedia?
What was that, Scott?
The very first.
Very first one.
Oh, God.
I'll give you guys all a hint. It's not on your notes, first
no,
of all,
I know
while
that.
You're all looking
I know that.
But this company doesn't make video games anymore.
It was an Atari, right? No. Shit. What was it?
GE.
Nope. Actually, once I say the name, you guys are all going to be
not
like,
Coleco.
They made video games? Magnavox.
Oh, yep.
Oh, right.
The Magnavox Odyssey was the first one, according to Wikipedia. Guess how much it was? It was only $100.
but in that time the inflation
exactly
in that time 100 bucks would have been equivalent now to probably about 250-300 around this time.
On Wikipedia they actually break down all the old school consoles into generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what generation we're in now?
30
no something. No, not that high. We're still in 1 through 10.
10
No.
It'd be 7.
I'm going to give it to Scott.
Seven.
Scott said 7 first, but we're actually in the 8th generation.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bring us up, then you let us down.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the first generation of consoles was the Magnavox Odyssey, Atari / Sears Telegames, which was actually only $98 at your local retail. There was the Coleco Telestar in 1976 for $50.
Wait for it.
And there was the Nintendo Color TV game, not the entertainment system like everybody knows. Nintendo did make a console before the NES, and nobody remembers it.
Yeah, okay.
But that thing was $594.
Damn!
Yeah. So
well, was it a TV as well?
I don't know. It didn't go into detail.
I'm going to say not.
But it sold 3 million. They went to... worldwide? Was weird. I guess. No, Japan.
Okay. That Japan. Makes sense. I was going to say. That makes sense.
Yeah. Did that even... come here? Was that even a...
No, it didn't come
okay.
here.
Yeah, it was
no.
Japan only, that's why.
It's crazy, though, because this is like, they can keep all those cool toys for themselves, but they didn't want to give it to us early.
I'm still waiting for my Intellivision shout-out over here.
Nobody likes Intellivision. That's Generation 2,
actually. You
obviously
did not have a childhood then.
I NES, sir. I'm sorry.
So, was the Sega Master System... Sorry, this is my... ignorance to anything outside of America. But is that the same thing as the Genesis?
I think you just said America.
No, it's different.
It Scott? Was kind of like the counterpart to the NES. And then, obviously, you had the Mega Drive and the Super Nintendo. So, yeah, Master System was the 8-bit console that Sega did. Didn't do so well in America, mostly due to some poor marketing and the fact that Nintendo just had a proper chokehold in America at the time. But it did pretty well in Europe and Brazil. Actually,
I remember their the commercials for Sega. One of the slogans was like, "Sega does what Nintendo don't."
Yep.
Oh yeah.
They were. That's when they were really slinging mud at Nintendo. We have better graphics. We're not kiddie and everything like that. And that should have been a precursor. Let's go over some news because the first news one, which we've been covering very closely over these past couple of days, it says Nintendo DS games heading to the Wii Virtual Console. And I only think that is because they need to save some type of, I don't know, they need to save Nintendo some way. And this is one way that's really good for them.
I think this is probably one of their best solutions they've come up with. Yeah. Just because, I mean, you put on some good classics, you dig into their old history, their Game Boy Advance, even their Game Boy Advance library, they could take those and put those on there. And, you know, you maybe only get, you know, couple million downloads, but a couple million downloads at $3-$4 a piece, that's money in the bank. You release 30 titles, 30 titles like that, that's money in the bank for Nintendo.
Because we did a story, what, the last episode, saying that they weren't even planning on putting it on the phones or anything like that?
Yeah, but then I think like immediately after recording that episode, we looked online, and now they are going to make apps.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that it's not a sinking ship, but there is some type of
in
the hull.
It's going down. This is desperation. This is still them leveraging nostalgia. There's nothing new here.
Well, I
have nothing wrong with that.
They've got to. I mean, that's another thing. Like, how many times can we rehash and re-give out Mario 1?
As long as Jada keeps buying Link games.
Hell yeah. Every Zelda. Keep them coming, Nintendo.
Remakes.
I think I text Aaron today saying about graphics and everything.
Oh, yeah.
If they bring the old games back and just make them look amazing, like, I'm totally down with that.
They'd have to change some stuff up. They'd have to change some things
up,
though.
They need to change. I mean, they're coming out. Everything that they've come out with is... I'm not liking it, but everything that they came out with, I'm totally digging. So just make it look...
Okay, so they
ridiculous.
Remake every game once, and then do they remake them all again a third time?
No, I think eventually. With that kind of funding that they would be getting, then they can put that money, because I don't, if they're not doing well, kind of go back a little bit, bring back what made you money in the first place, bring it back on a different platform, just look amazing, and get the kids now and the adults from back in the day to get on it. Have that money, and then you can put that towards new projects.
They need to get everything they can get, from kids to adults to fetuses.
To
like
grandma.
They need everything.
I'm going to go there.
We
need to get back to the roots.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Black History Month, rearing its head
we
again.
We need to get, exactly.
Kunda.
This wasn't in the stories, but I did read a story that said there was a rumor that they're actually working on a Metroid trilogy. where they're going to do exactly what they said, going back to number one and doing all HD graphics and, like, reskinning everything.
That's exactly what they
And they're going to put, I think it was, like, Super Metroid or whatever, and then one more, and then a Game Boy one.
Probably Fusion or, or Zero Mission. Probably Fusion or Zero Mission, one of those two.
Corey, you're not a real gamer. That's what that is. This is history, sir.
Calling him
you
out.
Know what?
This is a history lesson for you, sir.
Hey. He loves his Xbox. It's been around for, you know, since 2000, exactly. 2001. I love that response. I talk to people. It's like, oh, I've always had an Xbox. That's what I've been gaming on. I've always had, so you've been gaming for like 10 years.
I just told you that gaming started in the 70s.
There's a GameCube in that closet right there.
Whoa,
so.
Yeah.
GameCube right there.
Yeah.
What's next, that?
Now, next story is a little more shocking. It says, Iwata, Nintendo considers mergers and acquisitions as an option.
I'd love the idea. To Xbox, baby.
You did say you like them, but it's not happening.
Not coming to. They're not see, going to Microsoft.
You wouldn't want to see a mashup with Samus and Master Chief.
Scott, do you own any other consoles besides old school ones?
Yep.
So would you like to see some of these Nintendo titles ported over to like an Xbox Live Arcade or something?
It's weird. And practical, my head says yes, but my heart says no.
But my body.
And my body just wishes it had more money to buy the games. But yeah, head says it'd probably be a good idea, and you can expose your games to lots and lots more people. But at the same time, you know, I've been through this before with Sega leaving the hardware market. I've had this heartbreak before.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can do it again.
I see, and I don't know if Nintendo will bow out like that though. Like they're bigger. They're rooted deeper in gaming history than Sega was.
More than Sega. Well, yeah, I guess. But you know, they've all done it.
This
Atari did it.
2001.
Atari was terrible.
Atari wasn't terrible. That was like the beginnings.
Name five good games on there.
Let's see.
Done.
Pitfall.
Pong.
Done.
Pong. Tecmo
Pong
Bowl.
Again.
Tecmo Bowl was on the original Atari?
Yeah.
No, that was NES.
So you're done.
No, it was on the Atari.
You're done. It was made by Atari. but you're
it's
done.
I think all five responses were Pong.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Pong 1, Pong 2, The Return.
What about Joust? I'll give Joust.
Three-player Pong.
Yeah, exactly. And double tennis now that we're doing. Whoa. Yeah, so Atari, everything that fell through are weak companies. I'm sorry. Nintendo is way stronger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with their two tiers, you know, of handhelds that are strong and then consoles that are just around.
No company is invincible, sir.
No company is definitely invincible. But this one kind of seems like they're throwing up the white flag already, because Iwata said the company should abandon old assumptions about their businesses. We are considering M&A, which means merger and acquisitions, as an option.
Who can buy them?
Disney.
Disney?
Yeah.
Do it.
Apple?
I just figured out that Disney owns, like, the world.
Yeah, Disney.
They've talked. Much, yeah. Apple's talked about getting into the video games.
Let's not talk about Apple right now.
Wow, because somebody's a...
That'll take up 3 hours.
T-Mobile. Is that why? Wow.
I'm Samsung all the way, first of all, so...
Who would you want to see buy Nintendo, though?
Microsoft.
I'm kind of with Corey on that one.
Who realistically do you want to see?
No, it almost happened already. But Microsoft almost purchased them during the GameCube era.
I almost bought a soda on the way over here. Didn't, though.
Oh, my God.
I honestly see if Nintendo goes anywhere, that they stay in Japan.
Yeah.
They go Sony or they go somewhere else.
I can see Sony over
Microsoft,
yeah.
Hands
realistic.
Down. And I see Sony, if you know it comes down to that, I see Sony shelling out money out the bank. Even, you know,
no.
Hurting themselves possibly to get those licensings.
Seppuku.
No,
not
they wouldn't
that.
Kill themselves
no,
to get
no.
the license.
No, but
are
I see
sure?
them. I see them putting themselves in taking a huge gamble on it.
This
basically,
is Japan, by the
now,
way,
it's
if
another...
it comes down to a price war, there's no way Sony will outbid Microsoft.
I don't think. The thing is, I don't think it would come down to outbidding. I think it would come down to Nintendo, who they're willing to sell to.
If it came to a price war, then I'm almost certain Disney will snatch it up.
Yeah,
that's true too.
I'm on Disney as well.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they used to, when they were in the car trading era, have a kind of partnership with Disney historically as well? So you've got that too.
Get back Star Wars. That's
is that
I'm
something
saying.
They'd want, though? Or, I mean, has there been any rumors of Disney expressing interest?
I haven't
interest?
Seen any, but it just goes hand in hand. They're both smaller markets. Not smaller markets, but geared towards younger markets.
Here's the thing, though. The console business is a shitty business to be in. There's very little money to be made. that's because of GameStop and a lot of other, the changing climate of technology, that the gaming console, the console market is terrible. I don't see an outsider truly jumping in.
Do you think that LucasArts was a booming success?
Yes.
Really?
LucasArts?
LucasArts.
The game manufacturer.
The gaming manufacturer.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh, they should have been.
Not for a long time, but Disney Store snatched them up.
Well, they bought the whole Lucas thing, though.
But
they're
going to put out more games later on under that same thing.
I think for them, there's more money to be made in the software than the hardware.
I think they'll go with the hardware only because it's familiar.
No.
They won't. What do you think? They're just going to be like, okay, we're going to buy you and absorb you, Nintendo, and then throw all your stuff on an Xbox.
No, I don't think they're going to buy it at all.
No, I'm saying if they did, that's what I'm saying.
They might buy the rights to put Mario in Wreck-It Ralph 2 or something like that, but I don't think they'll buy it to make consoles.
Guys, I'm still waiting for George to write
me
back.
He never did. Never. He listened to the show.
It's only been a week after the 3 years or 4 years that I've done it, so I think I'll give it another couple centuries.
I don't...
Because remember, he's not dying, so...
I don't see that happening. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Microsoft or Sony, but I think if it comes down to price, which everything has a price. Well, come on now.
Aaron said, who would you want?
Yeah.
Microsoft
and
still.
Microsoft, I think, would...
I would want Disney, probably.
Disney?
I'm going Disney.
You too. Scott, would you like to see them make a new console under Disney's banner?
Possibly. I think Disney would handle the characters the best for me. Because, like you said, same kind of younger market, and we all worried when Disney took over Marvel, and turns out that worked really, really well for the most part. So, you know, I have faith in Disney, if that makes sense, which is really weird to say when you're 29 years old, but there you go.
All right, next story on the line, we got Pac-Man Museum arrives February 25th. Everybody knows Pac-Man is actually black under that yellow skin, right? That's why they're releasing
What's
it
your
then.
Proof?
What's my proof?
Yeah.
Wow.
What sources are you citing?
My sources are the actual video game. First of all, he has a...
I thought that was a black background.
He has a child with a woman that he's never around. Right?
That's terrible.
He eats all fatty foods, pretzels. Those pellets are just high cholesterol.
There was.
There's grapes.
Oh, my gosh.
this is escalating fast.
Exactly.
You know, Aaron, you're black, and you can get away with saying a lot of this stuff.
And that's why I say it.
I think we're good.
I think you're on the border here. You could still get us in trouble.
Black cards are kind of...
Hey, 4 years of Black Student Union. I did my time.
Invalid during Black History Month.
Invalid. Hey,
you have
voted.
The other 11 months to...
I was voted to be on the staff. Right.
But we're going back. Pac-Man Museum's coming out on the 25th. And if you download it early, you actually get a free Mrs. Pac-Man, which I have no idea why that's even...
Was she
not
on
the collection
like,
to
makes
start?
No sense, yeah. Xbox Live, Steam, and, of course, the PlayStation Network on February 26th is Xbox Live. Buy the game early, get Mrs. Pac-Man. But it's the exact same game. I have no idea why you would
now,
want
why
to...
Why is that a big deal?
Why is that a big deal?
Well, is she black, too?
Oh, no, she's white.
No, she's white.
Okay. Yeah, she's white.
She's totally white.
Yeah,
she's
now
white.
It all makes sense.
Next story. Original Fable was actually not intended to be on an Xbox, but instead the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Sounds like Scott would have loved this.
What's that?
What's that? The most, innovative system to come out in quite some time?
Xbox?
The Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this isn't the first time a game has almost been set for, you know, another console, but... this is actually a big one, because if Fable had actually landed on the Dreamcast,
you think
you
that would have changed
would've,
anything?
Yeah.
I think it would have.
I don't think so.
I think it would have.
No. What? Are you serious?
One game.
One game to rule them all, sir.
Halo.
Well, is that Lord of the Rings?
I mean, Halo on the Xbox. I mean, Xbox was kind of, it wasn't doing bad, but it wasn't doing great, and Halo.
But look at Halo in comparison to Fable.
But look at the time as well that it came out. When Dreamcast came out, I think big games on there was like Power Stone,
Sonic,
all the Sonic series, Phantasy Star Online, which is an awesome game. And if they just threw another title like Fable, which especially was supposed to have, I guess, a 50-foot enemy that mirrored all your moves, like, what is it, Dark Link?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
I don't know. I think Fable would have done it. I think Fable should have done it, but what's the developer's name?
Lionhead Studios.
No. What's the guy? The
oh,
one
Peter
guy.
Molyneux.
Peter
oh,
Molyneux. Yeah,
of course, yes.
I think that bastard.
you have a deep hatred for Peter.
That's
Molyneux.
Because he lies.
I agree.
He lies deeply.
You're going to see this apple.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
plant the seed, and the tree's going
to
grow.
You're
going
to
want
to make love to this apple.
You know what?
What sources are you citing?
That he's a liar? I'm citing...
every single interview.
I think when I first heard about Fable, I read like a description or something like that in Game Informer, where they were like, oh, it's going to be 4 players co-op. And then they actually talked about the world being so alive.
He can dream. All right.
Yeah, no. When you promise stuff to me.
he said
you keep your promises.
Aaron,
yeah.
I think three of your friends.
I think the next Fable is supposed to be co-op, though.
Well, yeah, the next one is actually supposed to do what I've been wanting to do in video games for like 7 years.
But Peter Molyneux, recently, he's just like a correspondent on IGN now. He doesn't...
Because people were tired of his BS. It's just like, no, you're not making games anymore.
If anybody
wants
to...
Are you speaking for the masses?
I'm speaking for the world.
What the people want.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. When's the last time he actually delivered on anything that he said in a Fable game?
It was, not completely.
Yeah.
2006,
no.
I think.
No. He's not a bad guy personally.
He's got good ideas.
You sound like you know him on a personal basis.
He gave him miles last night, and we were talking.
I called him last night. Yeah. He said he was making lasagna, and he lied again.
He lied. He said it'll be the best lasagna you'll ever have. Your dog will be there. He'll be sniffing it
and
for
it was
you.
Chinese food when I got there.
And I was like, oh my gosh. But no, I think it would have saved Fable. I mean, Fable would have saved the Dreamcast. Dreamcast was an amazing system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would have saved.
I have to agree. Actually.
I think it would have extended the lifespan to where it would have given the chance for more IPs to come out on it.
Yeah.
People liked Fable. Like, I like Fable. I know a lot of people liked Fable, but I don't think people were as obsessed and got as crazy hardcore as like the Halo's multiplayer. Because let's be honest, if Halo didn't have multiplayer, it would have been in the same boat as Fable for me. People liked it and it was cool, but the multiplayer took it to the whole next level.
If it was the game to kind of save Sega, then I think they would have... They could have gone in a different direction and kind of put more into it, and it would have been what Aaron wanted at a kind of earlier time.
Well, stick around for more retro gaming with the Weekend Bang on Video Game Bang, and if Scott Tumulty wants to keep around, well, he will too. Stick around.
Will do.
Hello, this is Nika Harper, and you are listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is Stephen Barton. I'm the composer for Titanfall, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Thanks for sticking around with the Retro Weekend Game Bang. Before we start, Adam, you had something to say about Shark Shark?
I mean, if we're not going to talk about retro games and the Shark Shark, I mean, you guys are missing out.
I don't even know what Shark Shark is.
Okay, this is the game right
here.
Oh
my God, if it's not in-depth.
You are a little fish.
Clearly.
That eats fish smaller than yourself, and you grow each time you eat the fish.
Oh,
They've remade that.
Feeding frenzy, yeah.
That concept.
Wasn't that on the PC way back in the day? You used to play it like with Oregon Trail, or like if
you
I wasn't like Oregon Trail, I was playing it on like the...
You literally use the up and down arrows, left and right, and you just keep eating fish, and if you try to eat a fish bigger than you, you blow up. You can eventually eat the shark and
That's on your phone now. It's like Feeding Frenzy. It's on the Xbox.
Yeah, but we're talking about retro gaming.
No, okay. So that's actually one that's made it through
the
history.
As long as we're calling out games, I want to call out, give a shout out, special place in my heart to Echo the Dolphin.
Really?
Yeah.
That
music.
The worst. The worst. I remember going over to somebody's house. I think it was a daycare house when I was little, and they had Echo the Dolphin there playing. I was like, how the hell is this fun?
Because it's not.
Like, are we talking about gaming or soundtracks?
I think he's talking about soundtracks on the Sega Genesis. So
it affected me.
This time on the Weekend Bang session, Corey and his love for Dolphin.
Yeah.
The first thing I remember about the game I played was the music.
I don't know why.
And the artwork.
I don't know why
it inspired
me
so much.
Peter Molyneux probably composed that track.
What do we have? Do we round circle? What do we have? Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis? Jada?
Sega Genesis.
Adam.
Super Nintendo.
Scott?
It's weird. Sega when I was a child, but I recently actually just bought a Super Nintendo as well, so now I'm torn because it's essentially, for me, still new and sitting in the corner of my room as I gaze at it lovingly.
Cheater.
So, yeah, you just get both of them, huh?
Well,
that was my response last time.
I wish I could have had
gaming
both.
Whore. That's
I'm
what that
get
is.
Everything.
Corey.
I first gaming was brought up with the NES from my family. Had
I said
one,
Super Nintendo and, or Sega
but
Genesis.
But then when I actually, when I actually bought one, I owned the Sega first.
Okay, that's a good one. I had Sega Genesis as well. Shaq Fu, everybody.
Shaq Fu. I never actually owned that on Sega Genesis. My cousin had it on Super Nintendo, so I only got to play it on Super Nintendo.
You need to go back. There's a store in Sacramento where you can buy retro games. They actually have Shaq Fu, two copies.
What about Michael Jackson, real quick?
I didn't that one because you had to find children the whole time. That wasn't odd.
It is now.
Exactly. I don't think
never understood the concept.
In
retrospect, I was just happy to be able to moonwalk.
You have to be along for the ride.
That's all.
Aaron,
right? You'll be along for the ride.
For the ride.
No.
You want to be along for the ride? Finding children.
Don't. I mean, if it gets you points in the game, I mean, why not?
I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing, which is kind of a segue into this next part. I did like the fact that one of his special moves made all the enemies dance with him on the
That is awesome.
I mean, Annie, are you okay? I mean, that's really
good. Exactly. And then when they had all the enemies just do the lean forward, I was just like, oh, wow, okay.
That's and then they went and found children. I
the
think
power
after
of a pedophile, apparently.
For the record, he was acquitted.
I was going to say, yeah.
Alleged pedophile. Accused.
All right, next we have we're going to do a top 10, everybody. We haven't done this in quite some time, and actually, Adam and Scott, this will be your first time on the show doing the top
virgins.
10 with us.
Welcome to my reign of tyranny.
Welcome to my
I'm not
nightmare.
Used to being on top, but all
right. Forget everything I said up to this point right now. We're still doing retro, and so actually this list comes from a retro website, 1UP.com, which isn't around anymore.
Aww.
So, yeah.
I wonder what happened.
You know what? Tell you the honest truth, I don't know. They did a podcast, too, and it was like 5 hours long.
That's why.
Each episode.
Yeah.
Our first episodes were always about 2 hours, and people were just I got tired of listening, and when I,
They may have got absorbed into something, IGN or something. I don't know. But that's not what it's about today.
To be
so
continued.
This top 10 list, pretty much what it is, we will go round table, starting
round
with
Robin.
Jada all the way over to Corey. Scott, you're in the middle here, so you're going to be after Adam.
If you don't know where you are, we're not going to explain it to you.
But each time you go around, you get one try to name something on the top 10 list. Today's top 10 list category is top 10 games ahead of their time, according to 1UP.com.
Interesting.
Now, think about all the games and all the histories and all the
okay.
worlds.
Sharks. Now, I need a little bit. I need clarification.
Clarification, okay.
When they say ahead of their time.
Ahead of their times, okay.
What consoles are we looking at here?
We're looking at every single game console ever.
So it could be
a game out
Titanfall.
Right now
it could be a game that's out right now that's ahead of its time.
Mind you, I said 1UP.com isn't around anymore.
It was in Ethereum.
Did they close down yesterday? I mean,
they closed down actually, I think, like 4 years ago.
That helps.
Okay, that's time frame.
There
right.
we go.
So, yeah. Yeah, that actually is a good time frame. 4 years ago, they closed
can
down.
Can I phone a friend?
You cannot phone a friend.
I quit.
All right, so we'll start. Jada, go.
I'm going to go Super Mario World.
Safe guess.
That is a safe guess, but it would be the wrong guess.
Yeah, suck it.
This is a pretty tough list. And then I'll give you the description of why said game is revolutionary.
Okay.
Or ahead of its time, excuse me. Adam.
I would say Super Mario 64.
Wow, we were just going to keep sticking with this theme of
Super
Mario.
Safe.
Really?
I mean, I thought that game
I
was
thought
good.
It was. I was actually what I was bouncing between.
You know what?
Because
you guys both thought it. It was both wrong.
Yeah.
OneUP.com didn't think that,
takes
people.
My hopes.
Well, that's
Oops.
Why they're under the. That's why
exactly.
they're under. That's why they went under.
Scott Tumulty. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess with Populous, first kind of god game that came out.
Populous. Absolutely incorrect, sir. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I was like, he's probably Googling
this
real quick.
These guys went too safe. He went
like into the danger zone.
Because this is such a, I guess, tough list here. After your go, Corey.
We're going to get some hints?
I'm going to give you some hints.
Good.
And I'm going to start with the lowest one, of course, number 10.
I'm going to go with the Aaron Carter. I'm going to cut you off first.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go with the Aaron Carter guess of Perfect Dark.
There we go. Perfect Dark
guys,
is definitely number
guys.
Six on the list.
Thank
Perfect
you.
Dark.
Thank you.
System
everybody.
Nintendo.
I'd like to thank my wife, first of all.
What'd you think, Aaron Carter?
I think this is the first time Corey's gotten the first point in
exactly.
any of our trivias.
1 point for Corey. The system Nintendo 64, release date 2000, publisher Rare. Perfect Dark. After Rare cracked the formula for shooters on the console with GoldenEye 007, they followed up with the evolution of the formula with Perfect Dark. Ambitious shooter that was fully featured included bots, multiplayer, co-op mode.
The bots. You know what? I totally forgot
well
about
before
that.
It's
the
time.
Bots kind of made that game.
Exactly. Mm. And then you can like
especially
customize
karate
them.
Mode.
Yeah, oh, yes.
All they do is
I try to disarm people. You can't disarm people in any game.
All
you
can't.
They do is judo kick you and you're like, I'm blind.
So we're down to we're down to 9 left. Let's, and so far, Corey, first time ever, is in the lead.
I'd like to also thank
sweet baby Jesus.
Everybody here. Yeah.
Jada.
Halo.
That is actually a very good incorrect answer.
You're about taking the hopes and just shutting them down.
He's good at that.
I love it. Adam.
Oh, my God.
Dig deep into your soul.
I mean, I already said shark, so and I can't I can't phone a friend.
Go with sheep.
I kind of... Is that... Survey says. Let's go with... Zelda?
Legend of Zelda.
Ocarina of Time, I'm going to say.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that makes it even better. That it's incorrect, though.
Yeah.
Tumulty, let's go.
Totally biased
okay.
list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hate Nintendo.
I'm going to take a wild stab at it with Star Fox for the Super Nintendo.
You know what? I thought that should have been on the list, but it's not on the list. I'm just going to go ahead and not even get your hopes up.
Why are we even using this list?
Because 1UP.com deserves some type of recognition for dying.
1UNDER.com.
Yeah.
And since you've already gained a point.
Yes?
I'm going to let you go again.
While he's looking at his smartphone real quick here.
Oh, yeah.
Googling
I'm going to say Grand Theft Auto 3.
Incorrect. And now it's time for the tip round.
Dang.
So now... With the tip, we're going to change it up a little. You might as well just say your name to buzz in, because once I say this tip, you're going to know what it is.
Okay.
It was released in 2005 on the PS2. The publisher was Sony.
Jada.
Okay.
Buzz.
God of War.
Incorrect.
Scott.
Oh, shit.
Shadow of the Colossus?
Shadow of the Colossus is correct, sir.
Yes.
You know, is this the first time that a guest got a point?
Actually, I think it is. No.
It's got to be close. Okay. Wow, Scott's right up there.
Shadow of the Colossus was technically ambitious for its time. It was technically ambitious for its time.
Mm-hmm.
And challenged players to think differently about the game. And it boiled down expectations of what the game is down to a core essence and invited other developers to shoot for a simple idea of giants among little people.
I mean, if Ocarina of Time isn't on this list, I mean, I might as well not even give any more
responses. Wow. Why do you believe it should be on the list?
Oh, my God. You can play that game for...
It doesn't matter why you believe it should be on this list.
He just laid the smack
down. 1UP.com.
The smacketh.
I'm done.
Has been layeth down. Ith.
Only because it's Black History Month, I'll give you that one.
Wow. So, Scott and Corey both have 1 point. This one, I'm just going to give you guys because it wasn't released in America. If you guys can.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't released in America. Or do you want to take a stab in the dark? I'll give you at least the.
Give him the hint.
All right, Scott. I was born on the Game Boy. It was released in 1992, and the publisher was Argonaut Studios.
Was it released in Europe or was it released just in Japan?
Just in Japan.
I don't love
does
that,
it have
so
an American
no
name?
It does have an American name. I'll give you an even bigger hint. It's one letter of the alphabet.
Corey.
Okay.
Z.
Wrong.
Corey.
No.
I notice a pattern.
Somebody can steal. I mean, you've only got, now 25 more
guesses? Jada. K.
Wrong.
Adam
Scott. X. Oh, Adam with the number 9, X.
Wow. Oh, goddamn it. Duh.
That was my second guess.
Duh. I would also like to thank Corey's wife.
Publisher Argonaut Studios made the first 3D game for a handheld in Japan and a technical wonder on the humble Game Boy. That's probably why Star Fox isn't on here, because
X.
That's
X
obviously
stole
the best
show.
Letter of the alphabet right there. So
yeah, I don't know how I didn't think of that.
All right, we have a 3-way tie so far. It looks like Jada needs to come up with something.
They can enjoy their 3-way.
Number.
I will.
All right. Since you guys are probably not going to get this one either, I'm going to do the same exact thing. It was released in 1998 on the Nintendo 64. The publisher was DMA Design.
Adam X.
You could only
DMA
be so lucky.
DMA Design, 64, 1998.
Yes.
Scott, was it Burning Rangers?
No, that's a good game, though, actually. I liked Burning Rangers. I'll give you some more hints for the last three. Or should I say two?
Score.
Wow, you just gotta throw them out there, huh?
I didn't hear Scott in there.
before
Scott, you've been docked 80 points.
It says, before they became Rockstar North, as we know and love, DMA Design created a mission-based open-world action-adventure shooter for the N64. Forward-thinking open-world design before the term sandbox was even created.
Oh my gosh, a sandbox game on the 64?
Remember, they turned into Rockstar North, DMA Design. They made a game on the 64. I know somebody's out there screaming like, I knew this game! It was actually a pretty good game on the 64.
Trying to think of all my 64 games right now.
Corey.
Corey.
Was it Conker's Bad Fur Day, was it?
No. Did you say mission-based?
It was mission-based, yeah.
Adam Mission Impossible?
Adam, no.
Good guess, though.
I'm like, mission-based. Mission
Impossible.
Do I have to guess at this one?
What do you mean, do you have to guess
at? The one that we're hinting at. Or can I go off the rails?
Oh, do you want to try to steal for another one? Okay.
A different one.
Yeah, you can waste your try.
No, that's obviously not allowed.
And I forgot what I was going to say.
Wow.
Jada, let's go Shenmue.
Shaq Fu. I heard it.
He said Shenmue. I heard him. Number two on the list, Woo! Shenmue.
Yeah.
On the Dreamcast, released in 2000. Publisher, of course, Sega. Too many reasons for Shenmue, guess. It says on here. Shenmue crossed genres and gave players living world to explore. Unrehearsed in the celebrated and equally malignant? What?
Yeah, malignant.
I think I wrote this word wrong. It's not supposed to be malignant. Anyway, it had quick time events and a few other things.
Can we call a judge on that one? Because I heard Shaq Fu.
I thought I heard Shaq Fu.
Wow.
Corey Shenmue?
I want to say points deducted from everybody.
Yeah, okay. You guys lose all your points.
All right. So we've got, what, four of them down?
Four way.
All right, people. We only got six left on the
list.
Four
people, 4 points. Wow.
It's actually... Ooh. It's, you know what? Now when we're getting down to these last six ones, these were games that I know... I'm getting a little feedback there.
We're just going through the airline right now.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know.
At least one of these games I know nobody in this room played because it was actually released in 1984 on the Apple II.
What's Apple?
Exactly. Wow. It was Apple II. Published by Broderbund.
Oh.
Yeah, now you know. Broderbund. Now you know, right? Because they made awesome games like...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Actually, they actually made a game called Prince of Persia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam, Prince of Persia.
Screw us.
No, why? on the Apple II, 1984.
You said it's a game we've never played?
None of you have ever played this game.
No, then why are we still guessing? Can you spell it?
Can you sound it out so I can guess it real quick?
What's the premise of the game?
The premise is like Street Fighter.
Really?
It's a fighting game, yes.
Now it sounds familiar.
You use karate.
Karate?
Oh-ho!
It didn't spawn a future series, right?
No.
All right.
Cinematic qualities are epic, and it was unusual for the time, which is 1984, of course.
I guess I gotta wave the white flag if we've never played it.
Kung Fu Dunking.
It's called Airport Passenger 3. Jeez. Karateka.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I've heard of it.
Made from the same.
That was on Final Jeopardy last
Same person
weekend.
That.
I've heard of it.
Same person that did Prince of Persia.
I would not have guessed it, though.
All right, now I'm going to let's see what we've done so
left.
Far. We've done
Who
Perfect
made this
Dark.
List?
OneUp.com, everybody.
Wow.
Don't try to put some stock into that if they're not even around anymore.
All right, let's see. This next one on the list was released in 1996 on the PlayStation.
Can I just buzz in?
If you like.
Jada, Final Fantasy VII?
Close.
Adam, Final Fantasy VI.
It's not a Final Fantasy. I'll just go.
Okay.
It actually came. The game came with the Final Fantasy demo with it.
Oh God.
Yeah. It was released.
Oh,
Square
Corey.
Released it
on the PlayStation.
On the PlayStation.
I heard Corey on that one.
Oh crap.
Corey, did you say something?
Said Square, but I was just thinking Legend of the Gaia.
Nope. Sorry. It ran at a 60 frames per second. It was a fighter. First one to have free movement all around the environment. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, crap.
Did we give a console on that one?
The regular PlayStation. PlayStation 1. Fighting 1996.
I almost want to say Bushido Blade, but that wasn't Square.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking. Amazing. Good call.
And it came with a Final Fantasy demo. Said movement like this would later be explored through sidestep options in Virtual Fighter 3 and later in later in open environments like Soul Calibur.
Corey, Tekken?
Wrong.
Yeah, that's not Square. That's Konami.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Face.
I forget.
Tough one, isn't it, everybody? I don't know who's ever played this game because I've never even heard of it.
Fighting game.
And according to the name.
If you haven't heard of it, I mean.
According to the name, it's got to be the only one because I've never heard of.
Let's go back to the ones where the names were letters.
Well, this one is kind of a number-ish.
That's a good hint.
That's a good hint.
But there's a word before it that
Crash
you guys.
Bandicoot.
Tell me when you guys wave the white flag, so then we get to the ones that you guys actually have played.
I'm waving it.
There's a word before the number?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a word before the number.
I'm going to pull a France and surrender. Mm.
Wow.
to all of our French listeners.
I know, exactly. We don't surrender.
Crouton.
We can rule out Tishinden because nobody likes Tishinden.
Okay, are we
crouton. That's awesome.
Are we done, Jada?
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah.
Toe ball number one.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Nobody ever heard of it. There's clearly not a toe ball number two.
And Aaron clearly picked this list because he didn't do much research.
Oh, I did extensive research. There's not too many revolutionary games nowadays.
Yeah, they're rehashes.
You just made your own top ten. Probably would have been better than this one.
This one was on the 1997 PC. Made by...
Doom.
Incorrect. Made by EA, or published by EA. It was the first game to come from the idea of many players connecting in a persistent world, but Blank was the first mainstream palatable version of multi-user dungeons and multiplayer online experiences of the 80s and early 90s.
Jada. Diablo.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
It was the first MMORPG to hit 100,000 subscribers and set the tone for the modern MMO.
I gotta wait, right?
Oh, yeah, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
You two have to wait. Scott Tumulty and Adam, what is the first MMO to set the tone for the rest of the MMOs?
I should know this, too. This is upsetting.
And I believe, they've gone through so many iterations of this
game. Yes, they have.
Like, so many. I believe there's got to be one now.
There's a new one actually coming out.
What was
it.
That, Scott?
If it's Lot, is it the Ultima series?
There we go, Ultima.
Oh,
is he up? I think he's winning. That's two.
He's winning.
Uh-oh, we have the first guest win.
Well, you know, we pulled in the specialist. He's doing correct. He's doing what we yeah.
Not a specialist, an enthusiast.
All right. So
probably a translation issue.
Yeah.
And that one that you guys missed before on the 64, that was Body Harvest.
I've heard of it.
Body Harvest, everybody. Body Harvest. All right. We're down to two left. And
we have two. There's two more left to guess.
Two more left to go. We've done Shenmue. We've done that karate game. That was terrible. Ultima Online.
Shaq Fu.
Perfect Dark. Toe Ball number one. Body Harvest X. And Shadow of the Colossus. So, yes, we have two more. And actually, I believe they're the top two. Oh, nope. One and three.
Okay.
So, I'm going to do number three first. Now, this one is going to go all over the place. So, I'll just give the two last little hints. Date was 2001. Publisher, Sega.
2001, Sega. What consoles were we looking at, boys?
Well, Sega didn't come out with that many consoles.
Let's see.
If it's 2001, we're looking at Dreamcast.
Well, just because it's...
Oh, way to use your Sherlock Holmes skills.
Jada, Power Stone?
Incorrect.
Corey, Crazy Taxi?
Incorrect. We have Scott and Adam left in this.
Scott, Phantasy Star Online.
Scott Tumulty with 3 points.
Damn it! I knew it.
Gentlemen.
I didn't think about it.
Sega's foray into online gaming was itself well ahead of anyone else on the console space.
You just said that like 20 minutes ago.
I hate
you
myself.
You sure did.
I hate myself right now. I played so
when
much.
When you go
Fantasy
home
Star.
In the mirror, you might as well just look in there and just say, "I hate you, Phantasy Star. I hate you."
I'm gonna turn on. I'm gonna plug in my Wii and play Phantasy Star on the GameCube tonight.
Do you even game, bro?
With a standard modem in the Dreamcast, Sega showed players what the next evolution of gaming would be like and delivered on the promise of connecting gamers with Phantasy Star Online. Scott Tumulty, you are the man. He actually pretty much did. Yeah. So I guess for bonus points, can anybody, you know, daily double? Because this is number one right now. Here's a chance to win something.
To win a tie to Scott Tumulty. To win a loss to Scott Tumulty.
He's got three. We've all got one.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Well, this is obviously worth 2 points. So, or 3 points.
It's the daily double, right? Isn't it?
It has to be worth 3 points if I'm going to win anything. So.
All right. Daily triple, then. We'll call it the daily triple.
Wow. Yeah, Jeopardy obviously has the copyrights for that. So.
Exactly. So the daily,
yeah. daily. He's a, what is Video Game Bank just got sued?
Ahead of its time. All right. The system was the GameCube. It was released in 2003. Publisher, Namco. Ooh.
Namco.
Dig into your GameCube. The bowels.
Man. Is it a game we played or heard of, at least?
You probably have heard of it. I don't think anybody... You might have played it.
Can I get it in a sentence?
I'll give you another one. It was designed by Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto.
Adam Pickman?
Incorrect.
That's a good guess.
Namco, though.
But I know, crazy, right? That
it's
Namco.
Namco. Yeah. I'm trying to think of Namco's licensing.
I really wanted it to be Pikmin. I'm sorry. I was... 9 pound, 8 ounce baby Jesus, please let it be.
What, is going to just transform into... Actually, let's go back and say, that was Pikmin all of a sudden.
I misread.
You said the character was designed by Miyamoto or the game itself?
It just says designed by Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto-san.
Could you elaborate?
Pokemon Coliseum. No, that was a dumb guess.
It says blank was trying something not unlike what Nintendo went on to do with the Wii.
These are terrible gaming examples. Like, from a gamer point of view.
So, okay, let's think critically, team.
Screw that. I'm trying to beat you.
Did anything have, like, motion-type controls or include a camera?
Give you some more on
the only thing I can think of, was the next description Donkey Konga.
Broad, connected, multiplayer-friendly, games controlled via a unique configuration.
Adam Super Smash Bros.?
You're incorrect for the second time.
I'm glad someone on here has worse guesses than me.
You said Namco. I was gonna be like Samba de Amigo, but that's Sega all the way.
I like the way that you're trying to slide out new little choices here. Like, I was gonna say this, but no, I wasn't.
Way, at least
say.
I'm giving guesses instead of beating around the bush over here.
Exactly.
innovative control
the next,
style.
The next tip that I give out
gives it up.
It definitely gives it up.
That's what she said. Mm.
We're waiting.
No, I'm not going to give it up now. Not just yet. You guys haven't even guessed. Adam,
I'm not going to give
it up. Adam just, it was the only person to give up some type of...
cartoony style.
Answers
here. Control scheme.
I mean, to be honest, you aren't giving very good. You can't just give terrible, terrible examples and then give the example that gives it away.
I like being vague.
That's what he tells all the ladies.
Exactly. That'll be next week's show.
You like being big or vague, I forget.
This one for number one is actually a very tough one. I'm most likely guaranteed nobody's really played it. Mark, maybe you, but nobody else has played this game.
All right.
I remember when they showed this game at E3, and I just thought revolutionary. I did, me personally.
You know what? That gives me the perfect...
And this game...
So it must have had a multiplayer aspect.
He said
it did.
Yeah. It's...
Aaron can't play.
But when I was watching this game at E3 and they were showing, I was like, man, that's got to be expensive. And then to, you know, to play this game. And then they did it with other games, too. And I was just like, it's too expensive to have fun with this.
I'm waiting for, like, a character kind of reference.
If I give you a character, then you got it.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying a name or anything. But
I'm
like,
trying to think of the different peripherals.
I gave you Namco.
Oh, my goodness.
I gave you Namco.
Peripherals.
You gentlemen.
it's Namco that's throwing me off as well.
Yeah.
I know, because, like, when does Shigeru and Namco go together?
He had some free time.
There's another peripheral.
Here's one for you.
I'm trying to think of that other GameCube peripheral because there
was
a couple
to do with
of
microphone.
Them.
Ooh, no.
You dick.
I don't even want to guess anymore because I'll feel
was
bad.
It didn't use the Game Boy Advance link.
You're laughing like a straight up asshole. Like that Scott Vargas from A Christmas Story. You're about to just get tackled and punched.
That was good.
Jada, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Incorrect, but I like where your head's going.
Yeah. I was like, maybe that's,
that's what she said. Air five, Adam.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate being the only girl.
Oh, man. So check this out, because that was a huge clue right there.
Yeah. I know. That's what I was trying to.
You've only got about, a small amount of games that use that same type of setup as Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
I missed what he said.
He said Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Can I go again?
Can I go?
No, because you already went.
Phantasy Star Online.
You're done. you're like so done. I can't even believe it. And Adam's been out listening to the whole time. Scott Tumulty and Adam Sessler, you two are the only ones left.
I've guessed like 12 times.
You sure have, actually. That's terrible.
Yeah. Scott, bring it home.
I mean, Scott, you.
He's already winning. Come on.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I genuinely have no idea. My brain's probably just frozen for this one.
To win this week and next week, if you get this answer right.
The main character is black.
Oh, now I really have no idea.
Shit.
And actually, I stopped.
GameCube,
my mom didn't let me play those games.
Adam was set on the TV. Take that out of the coverage now. Now. That will not be in my house.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be embarrassed.
I will have no bigoted video games in my house.
Any sequels?
Any sequels? No.
No.
This was a
of course not. I mean, he just
in 2001. Or you said 2000?
2001. 2001, black main character.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the Weekend Video Game Bang, that means you have the power to comment
with this one.
And
make fun of us.
Subscribe and yell at us whenever we don't have the right answers. Please do. We love that type of stuff.
Aaron told you exactly what now defunct website to go to find the answer. So if you want to cheat,
website that got shut down for wrong answers.
Yeah, exactly. And this is number one. Wow, guys.
And we got prizes.
Revolutionary.
Can I get a gameplay?
We will get out a prize to whoever tweets us first with the answer.
Black main character. And
you know what? And when you tweet out that answer, please give a description of the black main character.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone out there who has the power to look this up online.
That's what they do. That's exactly what they do.
It's somehow proof to us that you didn't look it up online. If you do that, we'll do bonus points.
For not being able to access the data bank.
All right. I'm calling the game right now.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm not going to give the answer out. I'll give it after. Nobody give no more guesses.
Okay.
But
good game. Well played, Scott.
Well played.
Thank you.
Yes.
Congrats.
Our first guest on the Video Game Bang Weekend Bang that wins an actual competition.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
my
thank
mom,
you.
But she's not here. I'd like to let my cat, but, you know, he's a cat, so he didn't do nothing. Screw him.
I think we're
but
all thanking Corey's wife.
Yeah, I was going to say no thank you to
Corey's
wife.
I was just
wife.
About to thank him for not thanking my wife.
I think we can all thank her.
The only man with some respect.
Final thoughts, people. Retro games, are they good for the future, or do we just leave them in the past?
Leave them in the past.
Keep them coming.
I'm telling you, both. Reformat them, bring them the HD and everything. I think... I would go back and play every single game from my childhood if they. I mean, I would right now still, but I mean, if they looked just so much more amazing, I mean, I'd play it all day.
I just need portable versions. That's what I want.
Scott said both. Elaborate just for a quick second.
Very well said.
That's all he needed. The original.
Okay. Well.
But if someone wants to like do an HD remake and do it really well, go for that as well.
Yeah. Well, retro games, people, they're still always going to be in our lives, no matter what. For Aaron and the rest of the crew, we'll see you next week.